This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 39 for Tuesday, August 29th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is moving upwards on Tuesday, immediately after Statistics Canada released its first model-based supply-demand estimates of the 2023-24 marketing year. The Central Data Agency projected canola production at 17.561 million tons, slightly higher than pre-report trade expectations, but 1.13 million less than the 2022-23 total. The loss in production was mainly due to dry conditions on the prairies. Meanwhile, Chicago soy oil is up, Malaysian palm oil is mostly higher, and European rapeseed is mostly lower. Crude oil is down as traders examine demand outlooks from the United States and China. The Canadian dollar is down less than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. Temperatures will exceed 30 degrees Celsius in Alberta and Saskatchewan later today, while Manitoba will stay in the low 20s. The November canola contract is up $10.90 per ton at $820 even. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all showing weakness. StatCan is projecting a 1.3% year-by-year gain in Canadian corn production at 14.727 million tons. The U.S. Department of Agriculture on Monday reported the national corn crop to be 56% good to excellent as of August 27th, 2 points lower than the previous week despite the trade expecting a 3-point drop. 88% of the crop was in the dough stage compared to the 84% average, 51% of the crop was denting, 2 points above average, and 9% of the crop was mature, ahead of the 8% average. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier cut his U.S. corn yield estimate by 2 bushels per acre to 173, estimating production at 15.01 billion bushels. The December corn contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.94. StatCan projected Canadian soybean production for 2023-24 at 6.735 million tons, 2.9% more than the previous year. The USDA reported that soybean crop was 58% good to excellent, 1 point less than the previous week. 91% was setting pods and 5% were dropping leaves, all above average. Dr. Cordonnier lowered his yield estimate by 1 bushel per acre to 50, with production pegged at 4.13 billion bushels. The November soybean contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $14 even. Canadian wheat production will tighten by 5 million tons this year to 29.472 million, according to StatCan, with drops in durum and spring wheat, while winter wheat production will increase. The U.S. spring wheat crop was 37% good to excellent, down 1 point from last week, while the harvest advanced 6 points during the week to 54%. The December Chicago wheat contract is down 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.06. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.37. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.90. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, August 29th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.